Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on WIFM. I'm Danny Hall, and we're always pleased to welcome this gentleman to our program, the Extension Agent with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, Phil Rucker. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, Danny.
Hope you're doing well today, my friend. Had a nice beginning of the year, and looking forward to talking to you. You doing well?
Oh, yes, sir.
Phil, here it is. We are actually already past midway of January now, but basically it's the new year. What should be, what really should be on our minds, those folks who are farming and raising cattle and that sort of thing, what needs to be on our mind right now?
Well, one thing is to start looking at getting organized to get the most out of our farming operations, because we all know farming prices go up and down, and it's all based on supply and demand and other things. So we just need to make sure that whatever we have to market, we can get the most out of it that we're able to.
So a management plan is vital for a successful operation. Where do you start when you begin to create a management plan? What's the starting point, Phil?
It's not as hard as it sounds. Main thing is you list your assets. What do you actually have on hand, such as land, animals, equipment, labor, whether it's you, family, or hired labor? Mm-hmm. If you have animals, what kind of feed supplies do you have on hand that you can utilize that you don't have to buy? Set some goals.
Okay.
What do you want to accomplish?
In other words, just write everything down so you can see it right in front of you, know what you have, know what you need, and where you want to be, right?
Yes, sir. And look at the short term as well as the long term.
Ah, okay.
Can you meet the short term and stretch that into the long term? What's it going to take to meet each of those?
Mm-hmm.
And how are you going to actually use those assets to reach your goals?
Okay. Our guest is Phil Rucker. Phil's extension agent with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, and we're talking about a management plan going into this new year. A lot of livestock producers, they provide the hay, the silage, and even supplements to their livestock. So, Phil, what else do they need to provide from a nutritional standpoint, especially with cold weather here?
Well, we all know we can live days without food, but we all have to have water.
Oh, yeah.
Same thing with livestock. They need fresh, clean water to survive. That there's paramount. No matter, whether you have cows, horses, sheep, goats, whatever, they definitely need fresh, clean water. And we can all discuss feed.
Yeah.
But the main thing is make sure they have enough feed on hand, as well as it's high quality. You've got to meet the needs. And just because you give them a lot of feed, if there's not much nutrition in it,
right,
they're not going to do very well on it.
So it's not quantity, it's quality.
Those go hand in hand. Okay. They've got to have enough of the good stuff in order to make it. And a lot of people overlook free choice minerals, but you need those macronutrients as well as micronutrients to make every aspect of that animal's body work like it should.
And when you were talking about water, it's important to note that they need a whole lot more water than we do.
Oh, yes, sir. And just because it's cold, that doesn't mean their consumption will drop as much as people think.
Mm-hmm.
They still need a lot of water, because on a beef cow, dairy cow, you're looking at a 55-gallon vat that's taken in feed.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot of water to make all that process work.
Mm-hmm. Our guest, Phil Rucker, he's with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service here on Extension Today on WIFM. Great tips as we start this new year. Important to have the management plan to know the things that you have and the things that you need, what you need to provide your livestock to help reduce stress and injuries. Producers obviously need to make sure they have a safe environment for themselves and for the animals. Let's talk about some of the management practices that you would employ to reduce the stress and the risk of injury, Phil.
Well, we've all heard farming is a dangerous job, and it is.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us work with animals, machines, tools, things that if you lose your focus, it doesn't take long for injuries and accident to happen. And so main thing is focus. Pay attention to what you're doing. If you're working with others, communicate with them so you stay out of each other's way. You work together as a team. And if you go off on your own, make sure that you let someone know where you are, what you're doing. So if you're not back in a, you know, recommended allotment of time. They know to come and see what's going on.
See, Phil, I think that would be one of those things that would be hardest for people to adhere to, because you get accustomed to doing things a certain way, a certain time, and whoever's working with you or alongside you, they have the same routine. So you could easily fail to say, okay, here's where I'm going to be today, this amount of time. It's important that you keep in mind you have to continue to reiterate everything that's going on.
Oh, yes. My wife fusses at me all the time because I've got, you know, my way, and I'm not the best at communicating, and she lets me know when I don't communicate with her.
Oh, I didn't realize our wives were related, but apparently
oh,
so.
Oh, yeah.
Phil Rucker is our guest here on Extension today. Phil, what are some ways to utilize better planning that helps us avoid delays and also those surprises that spring up from time to time?
Everybody goes into the fall thinking they have enough feed, but just spend a few moments and calculate how your feed supplies, what you're going to need. Are those two going to meet in the middle? Are you going to have enough? You need to organize more feed. Don't wake up one morning, there's snow on the ground, and you don't have anything to feed the animals.
Mm.
If you are in a cow-calf operation or any kind of a animal operation where you are calving, foaling, lambing, you know, having babies, make sure that you are organized, you have everything on hand for that aspect of your operation, and watch those animals closely for the start of labor. So if they need help, you're there with them. And one thing that really I stress is keep machinery, facilities, everything like that in good working order. So hopefully you won't have a whole lot of breakdown.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Very important. And the other good thing is that I have found fascinating over the years is that farming is ever evolving, ever changing, ever improving. And surely there are educational programs that are available to help producers learn about new and different ideas and how to help them make wise decisions.
Yeah. It doesn't matter if you're in crops, livestock, horticulture, you know, whatever agriculture aspect you're in, there's always producer meetings, grower meetings going on to help you learn more and to be more efficient and effective in every aspect of your operation. And one of those coming up is the Southern Farm Show. And that's January 30th, 31st, and February 1st. It's at the State Fairgrounds down there in Raleigh. And it's the largest ag equipment show in, let's say, North and South Carolina, as well as Virginia.
Wow.
And you can see just about anything you want to know as far as agriculture down there.
I would also assume, Phil, that it's kind of neat as the farmers converge on an event like this to just, when they're talking to each other, have an exchange of ideas, because somebody might have come up with some little something that you or I would never have thought of that would work great for us.
I didn't mention it earlier, but every operation is different, and what works for one may not work for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
But when farmers sit down and talk, they do figure out ways that, you know, this farmer's doing better than them, and they can, you know, utilize that, vice versa, or, hey, it's working for you, it's not going to work for me, and they can learn as much from each other as they can learn in other aspects.
People listening to us today, if they like to employ your expertise, learn more about what we talked about, just get in touch with you, how would they do that, Phil?
That would be the Yadkin Cooperative Extension Office, 336-849-7908.
Terrific. Phil Rucker, Extension Agent with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service. Always a wealth of information and always a pleasure to talk with you, my friend. Looking forward to doing it again very soon.
Thank you.
And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today right here on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.